Public comment in the room. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
I spoke too soon. Coming back.
That's an excellent report, and I'm glad to hear some of the new news that's coming. And thank you for the comprehensive update. I know it's been a moving target in some sense. And I appreciate your candor and transparency and the, but I've been consistent for years in voting for rail trail studies and the trail segment. And it's cost us millions of dollars, and I'm glad we've done it. We needed to do it. But the data and information are critical for us to make good decisions in the future. And I've also been consistent in expressing my concerns about the escalating costs, many of which were in your report. And not just in all RTC projects, not just the rail trail. And because I've asked hard questions, I've been painted as an anti-rail, which is not consistent with my voting record. But I don't want to get defensive about this, but I do care about costs. And I know that you have mentioned that, and we all do, I think, care about the costs. And we have a responsibility to the public who trusted us with how we're going to spend this Measure D money. And we often hear from RTC commissioners that cost overruns are common for all transportation projects, which is true. We're finding out. I found that out in the last 12 years. But in my memory, no other transportation project about additional RTC funding has approached the amount over the original estimates the staff reports in segments 8, 9, 10, and 11. When we recently talked about the $5 million more for the improvement that's needed for Highway 1, there was cleared the concern from many of the RTC commissioners. But $5 million is certainly not a 29% increase over the original cost estimates of segments 8 through 11. I really appreciate Roaring Camp stepping up forward to move the rails where it's needed to lower the cost of taxpayers, which is only fair, because they are going to be the principal user of those of that line. Still, the public-private partnership is really helpful, and it's much appreciated. I do predict that the level of cost and logistical challenges in this report is just the beginning of a story where the RTC can expect to hear next year when the zero-emission passenger rail concept report is presented. I still believe it is imperative that we leave all options open for the best use of the rail trail corridor, including the possibility of commuter rail, and aim to make a good project decisions as we go along. But remember, for example, that the ultimate trail is $304 million more to build than the interim trail on segments 8 through 12 at the current estimates. And even though that issue is not for us today, it should be give us all some pause, I think. And I know it does. I mean, I know that there's a concern with costs for everyone. And even though the issue is not before us today, I think that we have to ask why the $304 million more? Because it maintains the current rails that really cannot be used for future commuter passenger rail or service. And that's a concern. And why do the current rails need to be maintained at such a huge extra expense? We can't trust one another enough to plan the future commuter rail next to an affordable trail we can build now. Lastly, I want to state once again that we need to honor the formulas established for the Measure D, as we promised the voters we would back in 2016. And that South County should get its fair share of the Metro D active transportation funds so that their rail trail segments will be improved as much as the mid and northern county segments. I hope the future RTCs will show the public that you care about the context of all transportation projects and make some sound decisions. I think this is very valuable information. I'm really pleased with Roaring Camp's participation in it. But I'm really concerned about these costs and that further delays. I've never seen our costs are reduced with further delays. And you weren't expected to come and say this is the final what we should do today. But we should, the years to come, These costs are escalating at a huge rate, and it's a real concern to me, and I think the general public as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, please. Commissioner Schifrin and then Commissioner Gittles.
Thank you. Thank you for the report. Very helpful information in terms of where we are right now. It's unclear where we will be should we be successful in getting some of these grants. I wanted to clarify one thing that I maybe mentioned and I missed it in the staff report. It does say that the environment review for the segments 8 to 11 have been completed. But I don't remember it saying that both these segments 8, 9, and 10 and 11 have been approved by both the RTC and the county and the city where relevant. Is that not the case?
That is the case. The city of Santa Cruz approved the ultimate trail design as their preferred alternative, and the county of Santa Cruz approved the ultimate moving forward with the ultimate trail design as well. The RTC, in terms of the action on the alignment, directed staff approved a commitment to pursuing the ultimate trail at their design at their April meeting.
Okay, thank you. So, and the other thing, since we've had some talks about a cheaper alternative, the interim trail means we rip up the rail line. And I think it's important to keep that in mind as we negotiate with our partner, Roaring Camp, to move the rail line, that we're moving forward with a dual purpose strategy of preserving the rail line, hopefully for ultimately some kind of passenger service while we build a usable trail for the public adjacent to it. And the costs are a concern. There's no two ways about it. It is unclear at this point whether we'll be successful in finding the funding to be able to do that. But I think the commission's commitment to looking for ways of moving these projects forward represent a real commitment to the public to provide an amenity that will be a benefit to pedestrians and bike riders for generations. So I just think it's important to point out the context in which this is all going on. We're on a long path, as it turns out, trying to get to conclusion to build this public amenity. And I really appreciate all the work that the staff is doing to figure out a way to deal with what are very real environmental and financial issues that need to be resolved and challenges that need to be overcome. So thank you.
That's based on the commission action at your April meeting, approving a commitment to move forward with the ultimate trail design. We did not analyze the option of ripping up the tracks and rail banking as part of the value engineering analysis.
Hi, good morning. I want to use the opportunity to thank Roaring Camp for coming up to bat and just appreciate that very much and encourage us to expedite the approval of that aspect. I want to say move the whole project forward as an alternate. I left my home 13 miles away at 8 o'clock and didn't get here until 9:20. And I'm in a single car, and it doesn't matter if it's electric or hybrid or whatever. There are still hundreds of people on that highway that are lost opportunity. And the faster we can get the trail built and the rail line useful for passenger, I think it's a positive move. So thank you.
I'll make mine now. I just want to say, echo my appreciation for Grace for your work, and Matt and Robert and all of the staff that you're working with, your respective agencies, as well, Roaring Camp. I'm going to repeat that just because I think it's really important to recognize that we have a private business that is all in to help make this project work. And they are, and as Ms. Sarka suggested in the correspondence, Milani Clark has committed and contributed so much of her time to try to work through this with us. And so I just want to say that to me, when I add that all up, what I see is a community and with the respective agencies and partners who are really committed to making this work. And while the cost increases are daunting, I believe that because of that commitment and, you know, and positive sense of what's possible, we're going to make this happen. And it is a resource question, but we are, as you said, competitive to receive additional funds as a self-help county and as the commission that is now working to move forward. And I just want to say that this stands in significant contrast to what I experienced and many of us experienced over several years. You know, I didn't think we'd be at this place given the contentiousness and the attempts to kind of undermine moving forward that we've experienced. I didn't expect to see this during my time on the commission, and I'm just so thrilled. So thank you.
This time, Commissioner Kitos Carter. Oh, yes, please. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I just also wanted to echo some of the sentiments, and I'm really excited to hear about this MOU with Roaring Camp. I really appreciate them stepping in and assisting. Thank you, Grace. I really appreciate that you took the time to address some of the questions and comments from the public. I think that's really important, so thank you for doing that. Like Commissioner Brown, I also didn't think we would get to this point, but I'm really glad that we have. And hopefully we can make this happen. I am one of the commuters, many commuters. I spend about 4 hours a day going to and from Santa Cruz. So it would be really amazing if I didn't have to do that every single day. And I think it's not really a mystery why costs have gone up. We've got inflation. And building materials are more expensive, just everything's more expensive all around. But again, just a big thank you to Roaring Camp for all their work in supporting this. Thank you, Grace. And that is it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
I just have a quick question about the cost savings from Roaring Camp. Is that included in the projected $31 to $62 million cost savings from the value engineering study?
Good question. Actually, the portion of it is so that the portion that's included in the $31 to $60 million is the track reuse, but the cost savings associated with actually having Roaring Camp do the work is not included in that.
Do you know the difference between those two amounts of money? Approximately.
For City of Santa Cruz, we looked at the track reuse is with about $700,000 savings. So, and then the cost of the removing the work by work to around $2 million. So it's much more significant than the actual cost of savings from reusing the tracks. And you kind of have a similar breakdown for the County of Santa Cruz, the cost savings for Roaring Camp to actually complete the work. And that also means removing the work associated of grading and constructing additional walls for the rail. So those are all included. So let me just kind of summarize. The City of Santa Cruz, we estimated about $2 million in cost savings for Roaring Camp to complete the track relocation and about $7 million for county the work done in the County of Santa Cruz as part of segments 10 and 11. And then the remaining of that, there was a smaller portion of that is for the actual track reuse.
So I'm sorry, I'm not quite following. We have I saw a cost savings of $9 million from Roaring Camp. How many millions of dollars were included in the value engineering estimates, and how many are not accounted for?
Morning, Chair Brown, Commissioners. Rob Tidmore from the County of Santa Cruz and the project manager for segments 10, 11. To your question, so the VA analysis showed that there would be $3.3 million in savings from reusing, which is, as Grace said, less than what we are saving by having Roaring Camp to actually do the track relocation work, because the VA analysis still assumed that the track relocation would be part of the project scope, meaning that we would the county would pay a contractor to relocate the tracks. But instead of using new tracks, which was in the original cost estimate, they would some existing tracks. What Roaring Camp is proposing is to go above and beyond that, which is rather than hiring a contractor that is part of the rail trail projects and move the tracks themselves, including all of the grading work and potentially reducing the amount of retaining walls that were needed to hold up adjacent grades where the was needed for the railroad relocation. Question? So $3.3 million of the projected VA savings came from the track reuse.
Sure. Okay. So it would be what? $5.5 million
In addition?
Dollars. Yeah.
Yes, about that. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Got
yeah.
it. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah.
Any further questions or comments from the commission? Okay. With that, we will take it to public comment and we will start with those in the room. Hi, welcome.
Good morning.